Hello?
Simcha?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Okay.
How are you?
Good.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Oh, I forgot my... Okay, here we go. We are on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah. Hachoshish b'shinav, if someone has a toothache, lo yigma behenes hachometz. You can't swallow vinegar. Why? It's only swallowing vinegar. The reason why you can't swallow vinegar is because healthy people don't do that. It's only something that sick people do. And therefore, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Only sick people do that. And therefore, it's a problem. Avo metabel hu kedarko. But you can dip your bread or your dish into vinegar. Vim nisrapi nisrapi. And if you become healed, you become healed. Nunu. Achoshesh b'masnav. If someone has a stomach ache, lo yasuch yayin v'chometz. You cannot anoint or put wine or vinegar. Why? Only sick people do that. Avol sochu es hashemen, but you can use oil because oil is like something everyone does that. Below shemen vered, but you can't use the oil from flowers. The name Malachim sochin b'shemen vered amak oseyin. She came dark and losuch b'chol because that's what kings do, and you're not a king. No. Call Yisrael b'nei Malachimim. Everyone's a king. Everyone's a king, and therefore everyone could do that. Okay? Yeah, it's a famous statement of Hashem that called b'nei Yisrael Malachimim, and therefore everyone could do it. Okay? Now, we never really find a distinction between the halacha in between different people. We never really find such a thing. Some people could do it, some people can't do it. You don't find such a thing like that. And then from Shimon says everyone could do it. According to the Tanakhama, what if you Taka the prince? He follows the king. Then you could do it. Right? Okay. Rami Le Rav Acha Aricha. Rami Le Rav Acha Aricha. Rav Acha Aricha. Dehave Rav Acha Bar Papa. Same person. Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Hachoshesh Bishinav. We looked in our Mishnah. If somebody has a toothache, well, you gama behenes hachometz. You can't use what's it called? You can't swallow vinegar. Remember, you're telling me the chometz mali l'shinayim? Is vinegar good for the teeth? Is that what you're telling me? That's what it sounds like. V'atanya, v'atzeh, but it says, k'chometz l'shinayim, like chometz for the teeth, k'oshon l'einayim. Is like smoke for the eyes, which is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Right? Sounds like it's not a good thing. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Huh, when is it bad? B'kiyuha d'peiri. When is it bad? It's talking about kiyuha d'peiri. That's by grapes that didn't fully ripen. That vinegar is bad vinegar. Huh, when is a good bit of vinegar? B'chala. When it's with good wine, right? If it's good wine that happens to go sour, that's good vinegar. Bad vinegar is wine that never was wine yet. It never was fully wine. That's bad wine, Taka. That's bad vinegar. Fine, two different kinds of vinegars. B-boy, same, I give you another answer. Havaha, b'chala, they're both talking about vinegar. Ha, when is it good? The ikamaka, when you actually have a wound. Really, it's vinegar. If you have a wound, then it'll heal the wound. Ha, when is it bad? The lekamaka. If you don't have a wound, why is a healthy person taking that stuff? That's will help you if you're sick. So it tastes a little bitter, but it has an overall positive benefit. What's the overall positive benefit? It'll heal you. That's good. Then is it bad? Nothing wrong with you. What are you doing? That's bad. Yes. That's why you're allowed to put on suntan lotion on Shabbos. Assuming that you forget the smearing issue. It was a spray, yes. You know why? Because it's preventive. And preventive medicine is mutter. We're not talking about that here. There's a brisa that there's a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says that vinegar is bad for you. Kind of, but it's good for you. Correct. Ika maka masi. If you have a wound, the vinegar will heal the wound. Leka masa. I'm sorry. Ika maka. Yeah. Leka maka marpi makes it worse. You don't have a wound. It makes it. What are you doing? It makes it even worse. Lo yigamav henas chometz. Then we say you shouldn't swallow the chometz. Right. You shouldn't swallow the chometz. Iva tanya lo yigamav upolit. You can't swallow. You can't gurgle it and spit it out. Avol yigamav upolit, but you can't swallow it. But you can. So Amar Abaya, ki tnan nami masnisan megama upoli tnan. That's right. Our Mishnah was talking about where you megama doesn't mean to swallow. It means you spit it out. But if you totally swallow it, then it's mutter. Rav Amar, afil tema megama uboleya. You could even say you swallow it. Kan, when is it mutter? Lifnei tibul, before the meal. Kan, when is it aser? Lachar tibul, after the meal. Rashi says, lefnei tibul, lefnei achila mutter. Before you eat, why? Shadarkan hayo lipol b'chometz b'chol yom. That's a normal thing to do. Have a little bit of vinegar before the meal. V'haroe omer zet tibulo. And somebody will watch, somebody who sees, will say, that's just eating a meal. V'achar tibul aser. After, hakol yodin shekvar soad, v'tav al kol tzarko. You ate already everything. So what are you doing now? Oh, now it's medicine. That's a problem. Okay? The name Dilifne Shibul Tari Laachar Tibul Nami Shari. So one second. Why don't you say like this? If before the meal it's mutter, then even after the meal it should be mutter. Why? Dashmin Lila Rava. Rava says, the Islay Hol. The Amar Rava. Rava with Hol. Meaning, there's never something that's mutter for part of Shabbos or part of Yontif, and it's not most of the rest of Shabbos. What kind of thing is that? During the meal, it's mutter. And after the meal, it's aser. Not such a thing like that. You never have such a thing. During the meal, you can take the medicine. Why? Because people will think you're eating. But after the meal, really, you can't do it. You ever find such a thing like that in Hilchos Shabbos?
Yeah. Ice.
What ice? That's right. Fair enough. Fair enough. Some things you could do if there, but the point is, let's say you make ice at 7 o'clock in the morning. You can eat the ice anytime you want.
Sure.
Right? So you never have, I hear that what you're saying about that. There are things like that. You can cut vegetables before the meal, not 6 hours before. But this is a funny thing. During the meal you can have it, but after the meal you can't. That's a funny thing. So I've rather said the same thing. Leka midi de b'Shabbos shari ubiyom kippur aser. There's no such thing where on Shabbos something's mutter. Think about this. What's mutter on Shabbos and usr on Yom Kippur, besides eating food? Right? What's mutter on Shabbos and usr on Yom Kippur? Howel, the b'Shabbos shari, Yom Kippur nami shari. On Shabbos it's mutter, on Yom Kippur it's also mutter. Look at this long Rashi here. Rashi says like this. The ein l'cha sha'osr l'mixas ha-Shabbos, u'mutter l'mixaso. There's no such thing. It's usr for part of Shabbos and mutter for part of Shabbos. No such thing. There's no such thing. The Hashma'in and L'Rava, Parag Yontif, from Sechlis Beitza, Dharma Gabe Tvila. Let's say you want to go to the mikvah. You want to go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Yes, you are. Howil, I let to put a keli in the mikvah on Shabbos? I ain't allowed to do that. Why not? Because when you put a keli, what? Bakab Patish, or it's finishing up the keli. Couldn't use it before, now I could use it. So I don't want to say the same thing about a person. Before he was tummy, now he's tahar. Why don't we say the same thing about a person? Also makapadish. You couldn't eat truma. You go to the mikvah Friday night, now you can eat truma. Why don't we say that? So Rashi explains. They might be in kelim b'Shabbos. You can't put a keli in the mikvah on Shabbos. But v'adam tova, but a person can. We're not talking about today where people go to the mikvah for a milah. We're not talking about that kind of mikvah. We're talking about you really have to go to the mikvah, you're tummy. Someone's tummy wants to eat truma, wants to go to the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos morning. Such a person's allowed to. Why not Kalim? Why not Kalim? The Rashi says, Omar Rava, because it looks like he's fixing a kli. What about a person? Looks like he's fixing a person too. Nah, he's just going to cool off. putting aside the issue of showering on Shabbos and all that, but Maker Adin, nothing wrong with that. It's all Gzeiritz. Right? Maker Adin's mutter. Mutter to go wash yourself. The Gzeirah was, they're going to heat up the water. We had to do all that. So Maker Adin is not a malacha to go to the mikvah, especially if they heat up the water for you. It's not a malacha. The water's already heated. Not a malacha. So why can't you go? So you're allowed to go. Tinach b'Shabbos, b'Shari Rechitza. On Shabbos, that's good, excellent, because Rechitza's mutter. You're allowed to go take a shower on Shabbos. Yom Kippur, the Isra Rechitza. Now, what's one of the Inuyim on Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to do that. But Vahawel, Vakol Yodin, the Tabulhu, Masakanatso, Michael Neymar. But on Yom Kippur, what are you going to answer back on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Ha'ikol Midzar, Atu Masakin, or they take out the word Ortzvi. Ha'ikol Midzar, Atu Masakin. You can make a Gzera. Now on Yom Kippur, Taka, maybe I shouldn't go to the mikvah. Why? Why is it Asa? What? That's right. Vamar Rava, let the meet the Isser Shabbos, the Bishabbos Lishtri, Yomakir Litzar. There's no such thing. On Shabbos I can go, and on Kippur I can't go? There's no such thing. How will the Shabbos lo have it limitsve? Yom Kippur nami lo ligzer alel. Yom Kippur we don't make Xeri either. By the way, is going to the mikvah rechitza? You're washing yourself? You got wet. 100%, you're wet. I'm not saying you go to the mikvah, you come out dry. You don't come out dry, you come out wet. So is that one of the inuyim of rechitza? Just to get wet? I don't know. But the point is, you can't have such a thing, says Rava, where Yom Kippur something's mutter, usher, and a Shabbos it's mutter. No such thing. Besides eating. Same thing over here. You can't have something where part of Shabbos something's usher and part of it's mutter. What kind of thing is that? How do you have such a thing? No, I don't think so. I don't. Except for the Kohen Gadol, that's right. I don't think so. Anyway, Hadere Rava Mehach. You're right, Rava took that back. He changed his mind. You're right, he took it back. Now, Mimai da Mehach Hadarbe. How do you know he took this back? Dilma Mehahi Hadarbe. Maybe he took the mikveh thing back. Maybe he agreed, no, that you're right. You can't go to the, you're right, I take that back. So Gemara says, not a low soul, but I don't think that. Tanya, because you have a brisa. All tefillos are all regular. Ben Tisha B'Av, Ben Yom Kippurim. So how do we end off? You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av, and you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, because, why not? You can do it on Shabbos, you can do it on Tisha B'Av, you can do it on Yom Kippur. So look at the Tosfos, Tovlin Kedarkon, Ben B'Tisha B'Av, Ben Yom Kippur. The Parakam of the Tainus, Palagale, Rabbi Chinnis Agana Kahanim. No, they argue about this somewhere else. But Omer, Omar, Kedai Hu, Beis Elokeinu, La'abed Alav Tzvil Achas Bashana. It's okay, one day a year you don't shower. One day a year you don't go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. Kedai, the Beis Mikvah is burning when you're running to the mikvah. It's Kedai not to go. Kavaseka Omar Yerushalmi, like the Yerushalmi says. So, nobody goes to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur also not. Woman has to go to the mikvah. She doesn't go to Tisha B'Av. Or Yom Kippur. They don't go. They have to wait the night. Right? This Gemara says you can. And Tosos points out, Tosos knew the whole shas on his fingertips. By the way, there's another Gemara that says not like this. And therefore, we hold the other Gemara. Nobody does that. Okay. Then we said, Achoshes b'mosnav. Somebody has a stomach ache. So, Amar Rav Abba bar Zavda, Amar Rav Av, halachak Rav Shimon. We hold like Rav Shimon. That what? That all Jews are considered b'nei malachim. And therefore, the shemen verid, whatever that is, oil from roses, whatever that is, oil, that kind of oil, you can anoint yourself, smear yourself, give yourself a little bit of nechama on your stomach ache. It'll soothe your stomach. Remember, the Rav, Rav Shimon, Svirle? Rav holds like Rav Shimon? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Va'omar Rav Shimi Bar Achia, Mishmei de Rav, Rav Chia Bar Shimi said in the name of Rav, Hai, Misucharaya Diniziasa, the cloth that you use to stuff up the barrel so the water shouldn't leak out of the barrel, or the wine, it's really wine. Wine is in the barrel. There's a hole in the barrel. What do? You get some cloth and you stuff it up. That stuffing up the cloth on Shabbos, usser. Usser lehudke v'yomatova. It's usser to to stick it in there and make it a good sticking. It's going to be stuck in there very, very well. It's usser to do that on Yontif. Why? Says Rashi, benekev, in a hole, mishum shchita. It's a shchita problem. What's a shchita problem? Because the cloth is going to get wet, and you're going to squeeze it out. And when you squeeze it out, that's a problem. Rashi says, mishum shchita, af agav deloka machavin lischot, even though you don't have kavana to do that, right? Alma, lo svirulei kirib shimon, davar she'eino mischavin. You see from here that Rav held not like Rav Shimon. Right? Will cause it to squeeze. Right. So what does a davar she'eino mischavin mean? A davar she'eino mischavin means you do an act that's permitted. It's permitted to stuff the hole. It might result in a forbidden act. What's the forbidden act? Schita. Now, if it may or may not happen, Rav Shimon says it's mutter. Rav Yehuda says usser. So Rav held, you're not allowed to stuff it up. Why? We're going to get to it in a minute about Psik Resha. Psik Resha means automatically it's going to happen. There's no way around that. We're going to get to that in a minute. But right now we're holding that it's not a Psik Resha. It's not for sure going to happen. It may happen, it may not happen. So it may happen, it may not happen. It's mutter. And Rav said it's usser. Sorry, Rav Shimon said it's mutter. And Rav said it's usser. So therefore, you see here, Rav doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. Now, one second. Yeah. You see from here, Rav doesn't hold like Rav Shimon. That's the Ramban. Rav doesn't hold like Rav Shimon over there by this halacha about davar she'eino mischavin. What on earth does that have to do with the halacha about you, about smearing yourself with oil? And there we held like Rav Shimon. You hold like Rav Shimon once, you have to hold like Rav Shimon in every issue. There's nothing to do with each other. There's nothing to do with each other. Right? So the Ramban answers, we had a tradition that Rav held like Rav Shimon at everything in the whole Shabbos. There's no other answer. Now, the other answer given by Tosvos, it's a complicated answer. We'll get to Tosvos in a second. Ramban says, yeah, we had a tradition. He held like him in everything. He held like him in everything. So it's a funny thing. He's holding like him by the Shemen. That makes sense. When it comes to the case of Davar she'eino mischavin, he doesn't hold like him. That's a head scratcher. How come he doesn't hold like him? He held like him in everything. That's what Ramban answers. Tosvos answers, no. Now, he held like him like this. When you anoint yourself, the reason why, this is what the Tosfos explains, why are you not allowed to wear, why are you not allowed to, the Tanakhama said you're not allowed to use the Shemen Vered. Why not? Why? Well, so therefore what? Why not? Why only for princes? Why? That's the Tosfos, it's not the pshat. The pshat is, because it's a davar she'eino mischavin. Right? It may or may not heal you, and therefore I hold davar she'eino mischavin is usser. Rav Shimon said it's mutter. Rav said, I hold like that. If you hold like that over there, then why do you hold like that over here? It's the same issue. The issue of davar she'eino mischavin. Nothing to do with refuah. What it has to do with? Maybe davar she'eino mischavin about refuah. It might heal you, might not heal you. Therefore you could do it. But if it's a davar she'eino mischavin, it's Tanakhama said it's usser. What malach are you doing? Refuah, which is a gzera. So it's a gzera. What are you eating? What are you doing? Eating those Cheerios? The Cheerios are not medicine. You're allowed to eat Cheerios on Shabbos. You're allowed to have chicken soup on Shabbos. Can I do this on Shabbos? Can I scratch my head? I don't know. Maybe it's going to heal you. If maybe it's going to heal you, then Tanakhama says you can't do that. Rav Shimon says no, it's mutter. So that's the issue. I wouldn't have never dreamed that up in a million years. That's the issue. Therefore, on the same issue of davar she'eino mischavin, Rav should be consistent. And the answer is, Bahi afilu Rav Shimon moda. Even Rav Shimon would agree that you can't stuff up the barrel. Why? That by Rav Amitar Vayu, moda Rav Shimon besikresha v'lo yavas. Rav Shimon agrees that if you do act A and it automatically results in act B, automatically, it's usher. Why? That's what's called the psik resha. Why is that usher? Why is that usher? It's usher because it's automatically going to happen. So it's a machlokas white tasser, either because the kavana gets charged to you, gets charged, it's as if you wanted it to happen, or the maisa gets charged to you. Either way, it's tasser. Now, I leave you with a question which I don't really have the answer to. Not my question, it's a famous question. Rav Shimon holds that a melacha she'ein smicha legufa is potter. Isn't every psik resha a melacha she'ein smicha legufa? I want to open the refrigerator, but the light's going to go on. But I don't want the light to go on. And not only that, what happens if the light goes on? What melacha is that? Let's say it's the melacha of kindling. That's not why I'm opening the refrigerator door. Especially according to Rashi's pshat of what melacha she'ein smicha legufa means. I don't want it. It doesn't benefit me. I'd prefer the light was not on. Right? I open the refrigerator door. Isn't that a melacha she'ein smicha legufa? It most certainly is. It's also a psik resha. How do you make that gel? That's a famous question. The famous question. The question is a lot better than the answer is going to be. The rabbi told me a whole one of his Wednesday night shiurim on he did a whole thing on Malacha Shetuich Lagufa, the Machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos, because he's doing Beya. And what he answered me, his whole upshot of his whole shiur, I said, oh, that answers the question. He said, that's right, it does. And then when I asked him like 2 weeks later, I'm giving the dot. What was that answer he said again? He said, I forgot. So he had to look it up in his notes, which maybe for Shabbos, I'll get him to look it up in his notes, how he answered that question. Okay. This question? So what's a malacha she'ein smicha legufa? You do an act, but you don't really want the malacha to happen. For example, you take the mace out because you don't want the mace here. That's not a positive act. If it were up to you, the guy never would have died. That's what Rashi says, a malacha she'ein smicha legufa. So you're not chayav for that, according to Reb Shimon. Right? But if I open the refrigerator, the light's going to go on. I don't want the light to go on. It doesn't benefit me at all. I'd prefer it didn't go on. Right? So it's a malacha she'ein smicha legufa. It's also a psik resha. So you chayav or not chayav? It's a chayav. So psik resha beats the fact that it's a malacha she'ein smicha legufa. Well, how does that work? Shlomo Zalman says, I saw it in the Dirshu Bishtabru. I couldn't believe when I read it. Shlomo Zalman says, if you know that the refrigerator light is going to go on, what do? You got to open the refrigerator. Shlomo Zalman says, close your eyes. Now, it's a very interesting kula. I was by in Flatbush, and I showed it to someone who says, no, we don't like that. There was once a story where there was a hallway, and when you went out into the hallway, the lights automatically went on. You know those sensors? They went on. So someone asked Moshe, what do I do? Can I go in the hallway with my eyes closed? I'll go in the hallway. I have to get to the staircase. Once I get to the staircase, I'm in the apartment building. Once I get to the staircase, then the lights don't go on. So I'll walk from my apartment to the hallway and with my eyes closed. The lights go on. He said, you can't do it. So there's a machlokas now between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman about whether or not you can close your eyes. It's a very interesting issue. I mean, I guess Shlomo Zalman does allow it. So if you're chasad chak, you need the food for the baby, I mean, what are you going to do? What? That's a different reason. That's because of the motor issue. Right. But even the light's off. So most people in their house, either the lights never goes on in the refrigerator, they've never run into problems, or they remember to shut it off every Friday morning. Right? And what if you forgot? So what are you going to do? So Shlomo Zalman had a ha'itza. Close your eyes. But Moshe apparently didn't agree with that. Only the Chazon Ish had a different view. The Chazon Ish said it was bona, because you're building the circuit. No one else held like that. Everyone else held that it was just kindling. And maybe it's different if it's fluorescent. It gets super complicated.
Right.
So, but papashtos, it's kindling. You light a fire. It's a spark in there, in the circuit. And that's the problem. So if you close your eyes, it's a malacha she'ein smicha legufa on all levels. And it should even be, in Rosh Hashanah, it's even mutter. No. But you feel around for what you're looking for. You're not getting any hana at all from the light. What do you mean? Right. That's another issue. That's another kula. Amira la'akam is mutter on a psikresha. It's another cool, it's a psik resha. Amir al-Akam is mutter. You can't tell a guy, go drive to the store and buy me the newspaper. I need to know what happened with the Yankees. You can't do that. But to have the guy open the door for you and it's a psik resha, that's mutter. And no one argues on that. Okay. Amar b'chir bar Ashi, Amar Rav, halacha k'rab Yehuda. V'rab Nachman, v'rab Chanan bar Ami, Amar Shmuel halacha k'rab Shimon. V'rab chir bar Av and Masnila below Gavri. He said it without any other names. Rav Amar halacha k'rab Yehuda, v'shmuel halacha k'rab Shimon. Fine. El Amar Rava, Ani v'arisha b'chabura, me and the lion of the chabura here, Targamina will explain it. No matter who's that other person, it's a b'chir bar Avin. Halacha k'rab Shimon v'lav l'tamei. No. We all like Rav Shimon about this oil issue, but not for this reason. My halacha k'rab Shimon v'lav l'tamei. What does that mean? Ilemo halacha k'rab Shimon d'shari. It's mutter to anoint yourself, to shmir yourself with some oil, give your stomach a little bit of a menucha. V'lav mitamei. Not for this reason. The Rav Shimon tzavar masi. You want to tell me that Rav Shimon held that it healed and it's still mutter because you can't have a situation where for him it's mutter, for him it's aser. We don't have such things on Shabbos. That guy can use the oil because he's a prince. That guy can't. No such thing like that. V'rav savar lo masi, and Rav held it doesn't. No such thing. It doesn't work. V'savar Rav lo masi, and Rav held it doesn't work. V'medetani b'nei malachim sachin agav makrasei and shem ver mechal demasi. So for the b'nei malachim it works. So of course it works, right? If it doesn't work, why would they do it? So then why is it aser taka el alachak Rav Shimon the shari? Not for his reason. Even though it's not shchiach, it's mutter. That's a different thing now. Look at Rashi. Afagav to lo shchiach. Last Rashi. Shemen vered b'mkoma shel zeh hasach mimenu v'dam av yikarin. It's expensive. It's expensive oil. V'hakol yodin she'enu sachar el refuah, and no one's doing it otherwise except for refuah. Shari, it's still mutter. V'chol yishol b'nei malachimim. You're a wealthy guy. You got some of this wealthy drug, this wealthy medicine. Good for you, right? It's for refuah, but it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the only people that, you know why it's mutter? Because everyone would do it. They just can't afford it. From Shimon, from Yehuda, Aser, the Mukha Milsa. What do you mean? The only reason why you're using it, obviously, you're using it for refuah. V'rav nami k'rab Yehuda svirulei. Rav agreed with Yehuda. However, el b'mkomo hu d'shari. If you're in a rich place, then it's mutter. The shchiach tzach in shem and vered, because everyone does it. V'lo mucha gamilsa, and it's not appear. It doesn't appear as if you're doing it for refuah. That makes sense. That answer. V'rav savar ish shchiach in. If it's a common thing, it's okay. V'lo shchiach lo, and if it's not common, you have a problem. V'asher derav shchiach mishcha devarda, and in Rav's town, it was very common. And therefore, Rav said it's mutter. In that town, it was very common. Refuah, what kind of refuah? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is using that stuff on Shabbos. Refuah. Now, you go to a poor place, different story. There, nobody does it. We said a while back that the whole issue of refuah on Shabbos was really what other people are going to think. We said that already once. I don't remember the whole story why that was true. We said it already. The real was for other people. Only because it's there because of grinding, but it's what other people are going to think you're doing. Right. So really, right. So no, so it's a gear for grinding with one more issue. If it's something that healthy people do, that's not refuah. So then the healthy people do it. Healthy rich people do it because they can afford it. Everybody would do it. Everybody would do it. So why don't we do it? I just get all the money. Too expensive. I don't buy it. But everybody would buy it. Therefore, it's not refuah. That's what Rav held. Oh, this argument on him had nothing to do with the issue of malachas and tzrichos gufa and psik resha, none of that stuff. Okay. Hajjan alach, shmona shratzim. Yeah. Right, so even though the issue originally started grinding, they offered all refuah. Even liquids, which is no grinding. Even if the liquid doesn't go in your body, like a water heater or something, a bottle of water, you know, they heat up the water to soothe your stomach, even that you can't do. Why? Because once they acid all before, even if it's liquids and even if it's not even going into your body. That's why you can't even spray yourself or shmir. Forget shmir, forget the other malachas. Even for refuah, if it is, you have a problem. Right, so preventative is a cooler. So by the way, since the gzeir is so difficult to comprehend and it's so far-fetched, find every kula. So if Brenda did it, it's okay. If regular people do it, it's okay. Right? So right here, regular people do it. But the thing is, it's expensive. So why don't poor people do it? Not because they don't want to take refuah. That's not the reason. The reason is because it's expensive. Hajjalach shmona shratim, hajjalach shmona shratim, hajjalach shmona shratim. Next malacha. The malacha of tying and untying. Tying and untying. The elu kisharim shechayavin aleihem. The following knot, you're not allowed to tie a knot on Shabbos. The following knots are what's usher. Says Rashi. Gesund. Hamenuyin ba'avos, listen to this Rashi. Hamenuyin ba'avos malachas. When we had the avos malachas, two of them were tying and untying. Right? The tani kosher fa'matir. It says kosher matir. Kashashal kayama has to be a permanent knot. She'eno matiro la'olam. That's never going to be undone. Just like the rips on the curtain that they would tie it, they're never going to untie that. That's a permanent knot, and therefore that's a malacha of kosher. Okay? The olam, yeah. We're gonna refine that in the Gemara. Kesher hagmalim, the kesher that they use to tie the donkey. Kesher hasafanim, or the camel. And the knot that they use to tie the anchor, those are considered knots like that. The Rambam and the Rif say not only does it have to be kesher shel kayama, that's more than that, that's true. The Mishnah said, and you can't argue with the Mishnah. You also have to have a kesher of an uman. It has to be the kesher of an expert, because many Rishonim ask, why did the Mishnah say this? Like a kesher of a camel. Why did the Mishnah just say kesher shel kayama? Kesher shel, that's what it means. Why are we giving examples? Why is the Mishnah doing that? So the Rambam says, you know why? Because there's another requirement. It has to be kesher shel uman. Not just not good enough, kesher shel kayama. It has to be also of an uman, which is very, very limited, because who knows how to make those knots? Who knows how to make the knot to tie your anchor? Nobody knows how to do that. Just like you chayav on tying, you chayav on untying. Rameir Omer, call kasher shu yachol hatir ba'achas miyadav, in chayav nav. If you can get rid of the knot with one hand, you can undo it with one hand, that's not a kasher shal kayama. You're not chayav on such a knot. My kasher ha-gamal and the kasher ha-safanim, what does that mean? The kasher of camels and the kasher of sailors, yeah? Ilema katiri bizmama. Does it mean the knot that you tie, you know, the camels on that have the ring on their nose? You know, you tie a string or a rope onto that ring to pull the camel. That's not a kasher shel kayama. You're gonna untie that. Of course. You're gonna untie that. Vikitara the katir bistiridya, or the knot of the anchor that you tie the rope to the port, of course you could untie that. Not leaving the boat here forever. It's going to travel again. Hi, kesher shein shel kayama. That's not permanent. It can't mean that. Eli, you know what it means? Kitru dezmama gufei. No. The ring that you tie onto the nose of the camel, that you're never going to untie. It's going to stay there forever. Or the istaria gufei. No, the knot that you tie onto the anchor, that you're never going to untie. You're going to untie the other side of the knot, the one you attach to the port. That you're gonna untie. But to the boat side, that you're never gonna untie that. I said it wrong? That's what he seems to say. That's what he asked before. It sounds like here, it's not that will stay forever. Not that's able to stay forever, but not that will stay forever. Most knots will stay forever. Are they gonna have that by itself? Over time, what's going to happen? They'll never get undone. If I take my shoes off, if I take my shoes off and make a knot, and I leave it in my closet, 100 years I come back, it's still going to be knotted. Exactly. Oh, because I'm not using anything. Oh, with wear and tear, it'll come undone. I hear. So yeah. It's a good question. It's a good point. So, yeah. Remeir Omer Kol Kesher Boy Rav Achtavoy Achui Demar. Demar acha, yeah, bar demar acha, Aniva lor meir mahu. What about an aniva, which means a bow? What about that? Can you undo that with one knot, with one hand? Because he said you could undo it with one hand. Of course you could undo that with one hand. Look at your shoes. You made a bow, you can just pull one string, it'll come out. Maybe Rameir was saying because that's not really tight. What kind of knot is that? With one hand you can undo it, it's not really a knot. But here it is tight. Thank you. That we don't have an answer to that question. Next Mishnah. Yesh lucha kisharin she'ein achayev alein kikesher gamagamalim v'kikesher ha'asafanim. There's more knots that you're not chayev on, just like you're not chayev on the knot of a camel or the knot of a sailor. Just like you're not chayev. What are those? Kosheres isha mafteya mifetach chalukah. If a woman's, some women have the bottom of their shirt, they have like a bow or something like that to tie the two sides together. Not a button, not a snap, but it's like two strings, two little fancy frilly. That's not permanent either. Chutei sevacha, hat, the tying of a hat. Shalpiska, a belt. Viritsuos, minnow, shoelaces, right? Visandal or sandals. Venodos yayin. Used to a canteen, but it's with the knot is a strings, right? We know those yayin, the shemen, oil, kederish shalbasar, some kind of bag with they put meat in there, a storage bag. Lazav and Yaakov Omer koshin lufnei behema b'shvil shalotetei. But they would tie I think this means like a rope, like a do not cross. Right, like the police tape. That's what it is. You do the same thing. You tied rope on two ends of the thing so the animal can't leave. Animal can't escape. That's mutter. Right. Yeah. I hear. Maybe Rameer would say, I don't know. I don't know what I would say about that. I don't know. Okay, another minute. Haguf Akasha. Amarta Yesh Kesher and Shein Chayav and Alein. First we said, the Nachayev Kikesher Gamal and Vikesher Safanim. Chayuv Hudaleka, Hoysur Ika. It sounds like it's not a Chayev, but it's Asamid Rabbanim. Right? Vahadotani Kishur Isha Fateh Haluka Filichachila. But a woman's allowed to get dressed on Shabbos. She could put on the hat. She could put on that shirt. She's allowed to. You can put on shoes on Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. So it's a little bit of a funny thing. It sounds like we start off saying like it's asim midrabanan, but then we end up saying it's mutter. So hachi kamar yesh kishar. There are some knots. She ain't chayav and aleim ki kasher gamal kasher kasavanim. There are some knots that are not chayav at all. My nihu. What are those? Kitra the katari is mama. Like the kitra the katari is tarida, right? Not like the knots on the camel or the knot on the boat. Chiyuvu deleka ha'isur ika. Yeah, that's aser midrabanan. Those knots. Then v'yesh shavutar lechatchila. Then you have some that are mutar lechatchila. My niya, what are those? Kisharas mifteche chaluka. The rest of the Mishnah, clothing. All that's mutar clothing. Now we have a whole nother daf now about the shoes and the shoelaces and all these other shilas about tying it on top. Not really untying. We're not going to talk about that untying. Talk about tying, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Shkoyach Menachem.
Yeah.
Shkoyach.